Greetings, Internet. Welcome to But I'm Still a Good Person by Vince Nicholas. I'm Vince Nicholas. I'm joined by my sparkling wifey, Carolyn Nicholas.
Hello.
Hello, honey. Thank you for joining me at our dining room table for our little program here. Okay, so my dad passed away about 8 months ago, and you and I flew to New York to spread some of his ashes. That's where he grew up. And then it's like a world tour, a band world tour. First stop was in New York. Second stop, San Diego at the beach, which I did with my mom. And then third stop, we're going to go down to Julian in about a month and a half and spread, which is outside San Diego, spread. That's the final stop on the James Nicholas Ash Spreading World Tour 2023. I went down by myself just because it's just easier. We don't need to involve your parents taking care of the kids. And it's cheaper. And my mom and I can get some mother-son QT quality time. So I went down there. Now, first of all, I almost got a pedicure. But we just got a pedicure when we went to New York a month beforehand. Do they not do a good enough job, or they do just good enough, and then in a month you'll need a new one?
Yeah, how long do you think a pedicure should last?
Months.
No.
6 to 9 months.
I think a pedicure once a month is ideal, but who can afford that?
Right, right.
Exactly. So luxurious.
And I do the cheapest one, the $25 version, but I was like, I'm not going to do another pedicure. So I did the Vince Nicholas TikTok life hack pedicure. I just grab a bunch of Aquaphor. I get a huge dollop of Aquaphor on my hands, and I just rub it all over my toesies and my heelsies. It's almost as good. It's cheaper. It's faster. I also scraped all the tartar from my teeth. My mom was big on dental health, so I made sure to get all the grime, the yellow stuff off. My flight was at 6 a.m., so we left at 4 a.m. for you to drop me off at the airport. And first off, we saw Kathy Bailey on guard.
Yes.
So our HOA president, Kathy Bailey, she formed a vigilante crew of misfits, like the Avengers, to protect our condo mailboxes because they had been broken into repeatedly. And so she has a sign-up and a sign-up sheet, and she's trying to put together residents to take shifts, two-hour shifts, 12 to 2 a.m., 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. We saw her in her car. It was parked backwards. Really showing off, are we? But she had a light in there. She was reading. And I get it. Like, I get why she's parked backwards, but people can sneak behind her.
I know. You really need a vigilante at either end.
Yeah.
Two people on guard.
Yeah. Or maybe she's like constantly looking in her rear view mirror or something. Get to SMF, which is the airport code for Sacramento International Airport. The check bags line was too long, 50 deep. There were two Southwest agents. I don't understand people who check bags. I feel like I stopped checking bags in the 90s when I wised up. And I don't understand people who still check bags. TSA, thankfully I didn't get frisked. I had been frisked the last 10 times I went through. And then it was right before my birthday, so the TSA guy, when he looks at my driver's license, he gave me the TSA happy birthday. He looked at my driver's license, and he said, happy birthday. And I said, thank you, TSA man. Starbucks, the queue was 20 deep. It wasn't even open, bro. Who are these people fiending for a cup of caffeine at 4 a.m.? Get some water. But I did need caffeine, so I bought a C4, which is a fairly popular energy drink. Flavor Blue Razz for Frankie Blue. Razzle Dazzle. He gives us the old Razzle Dazzle when he licks his no-no square. But it gave me like the heebie-jeebies. Like some energy drinks just hit me and I feel like I'm breaking out everywhere.
Yeah.
I feel unsettled. I don't feel good. So that's what it did. But it was only 20 minutes of feeling like I'm going to die. I wore cargo shorts, and I felt like Adam Sandler, but I didn't want to fly in jeans. Our Southwest captains, one was handsome, older gentleman, and then the other guy was young and short. They seemed trustworthy. I was wondering about that dynamic. Everyone at the gate stares at their phones, dude.
Yeah.
I've been doing this more and more. When everyone's staring at their phones, I look up from my phone and I look around and I go, you heathens, you losers, I'm so much better than you because I'm not staring at my telephone. And I get it, but I just like to look up and take in the world, man.
I like to look for the people reading a physical book. Those are my people.
Yeah.
And then I like to see if it's a book I've read.
Yeah.
And then I try to make eye contact so we can have a moment.
Yeah. Book nerd.
Book nerd connection.
Your eyes meet across the gate. I've been wanting like a newspaper or a magazine. And I actually subscribed to a couple magazines. And my first one is coming in November and I can't wait.
Do they still deliver a Sunday paper? Is that a service?
Yes.
We should start getting a Sunday paper and we could sit here at our dining table and read it together.
What time?
What do you mean?
You mean, oh, on Sunday? Oh,
yeah, just on Sundays. Yeah. Weekdays, get it delivered to our house. Happening. Oh, no, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
We should do that. I would enjoy that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What's your hesitation?
Clutter and the most newspaper these days. It's a lot of AP articles. It's not local.
I don't care.
A bunch of fluff.
I just want to complete like the image in my head of us sitting here with our coffee.
That's true.
And like some eggs.
Yeah. We could do that. Let's do it. I sat next to someone on the plane. I sat next to someone who was masked up, but it wasn't pulled up over her nose. Someone's not taking the plandemic seriously. Two people missed their flights, dude. Like, the Southwest, what do you call him? Flight attendant. What did you used to call him? Stewardess, which is a misogynist. They come on and we're still parked at the gate, and they're like, "Is Fred and Wilma Flintstone here? Is Fred and Wilma Flintstone here? You're not in trouble, but Fred and Wilma weren't there." But what Fred and Wilma's friend came up from the back and she's like, I'm Fred and Wilma's friend. They're at the airport, but they're not here yet. And the Southwest personnel were just kind of like, well, too bad. They shrugged their shoulders. Losers missing the flight. So I arrive at San Diego. My stepdad, Grandpa Curtis, picks me up and we go to their house. And so he's in the middle of a puzzle, a jigsaw puzzle with 4,000 pieces that I bought him. Okay, my mom told me to buy it for him, but I bought it from Amazon. And he's telling me about it, and like he's got it all on. They got a nice sized coffee table, and I'm looking at it. It's 10% done. it's hard to tell, but he said he does 6 pieces a day.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Give or take 6 pieces a day. So I did the math. 4,000. That's almost 2 years for this gosh dang puzzle. And it's a map of the world, of the globe. And so how, like, if he sees a city, Kathmandu, and he doesn't know where it is or whatever, he has a hardcover Atlas Britannica that he looks up the K's, Kathmandu, and then he'll see, oh, it's to the right of whatever. I don't know. New Delhi or whatever. And I'm like, why don't you use Google? He's like, I got my book. I'm like, all right.
I like that.
Yeah. It's going to take him nearly 2 years. I was like, wow, that takes patience. But that's his thing. And he's like, yeah, some puzzles is just water. It's just blue.
Yes. I bet a lot. Well, what's the percentage of the Earth's surface? Right. Like 70% or something.
Is this the Indian Ocean? Is it the Atlantic Ocean?
How do you figure that out?
I have no idea. Slowly but surely. Maybe 2 years is optimistic. Optimistic. Mom took me to Costco. We did the samples. And it was a grand old time. But there was one sample that had like Tostitos. And then I was like, is this, well, is like the sample crew, the sample team, I would want to be the Tostitos, because you don't, you're not cooking anything, and not many people are excited by Tostitos, so you, there won't be a queue building. But there was another sample of taquitos that the guy was hawking up big pieces of taquitos. Queue, people waiting, madness. So I was thinking Tostitos sample was like the hot sample in the break room. Like, I want the Tostitos. I don't want to be cooking taquitos for all these Costco losers. We went to Aldi, which is a grocery store, and Aldi is a German grocer owned by Aldi Sur, Aldi Nor, North South. Aldi Nor owns Trader Joe's, and Aldi is a used to be a giant German grocery company, but they broke off. Two brothers broke, went one Sur, one Nor, over selling cigarettes.
Oh, that was the dispute?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. So they say, okay, you stay up north and you stay down south because I don't want to sell the cigarettes.
So you can't buy cigarettes in Trader Joe's.
Right.
I never thought about that, but yeah, now that you mention it, yep. That's true.
Yeah. Aldi didn't have nearly the mysticism nor hipster cred that Trader Joe's has. It's basically like Grocery Outlet Bargain Market. It's fine, but we don't have them in SAC, so I was excited to see one in San Diego, and then when I saw one, I was like, eh. So my mom and I split up. I hit up the snacks, and she's in the produce section, and I walk up to her. Well, first I see her chatting with an older gal in the produce section. I'm like, okay, they're talking about whatever, how they're going to prepare this bok choy. But the closer I get, my mom, I could tell my mom's animated, and my mom, she's very enthusiastic about saving money, about pinching pennies. And so I come upon this conversation, and my mom's like, this bok choy is a ripoff. And it's a pack of three bok choys for $4.99. And she goes, she's telling the lady, she's like, go to the grocery store down the street. Go to that. This is $1.99. This is a ripoff. This is a ripoff. And I'm like, wow, mom, you're up in arms about the high price of bok choy. And then in the most dramatic fashion possible, my mom, she puts the bok choy back on the shelf, on the produce shelf. And as she walks away, she's like, I cannot afford this. I was like, yeah, you can, mom, but I understand, I guess. But it was a whole deal. The bok choy incident. My mom had a box of Ritz crackers, which are a favorite of mine. Garlic butter flavor. Mad bussin'. I was eating some off my chest. I lie in bed and I put Ritz on my chest, and it's really a Caligula. It's Rome. It's Nero. But I ate the whole box, and then my mom brought it up. She's like, you ate a whole box of my Ritz? And I hit her. I came back with the Lennox Garcia reply of, and? I'm on vacation, mom. I didn't drink water at all. My mom bought a bunch of, not the sparkling water, sparkling ice. There were 20 bottles of sparkling ice. So I just drank that for nearly 3 days straight.
That's practically water, right?
Yeah. It was fine. It was good. She found a special. They were 50 cents each. So she bought a whole bunch. She's like, these are here for you when you come down. My mom keeps her, so she had to log into her laptop, which she doesn't do very often, and then she forgot her password. So she has like this loosely assembled many different pieces of scratch paper that she writes passwords on. I was like, wow, this is old school. And she found it, but I was like, wow, what if she doesn't find it? This is some way to keep your passwords. I didn't take a shower because I'm a real man. I was, as I mentioned, I was on vacation.
Did anyone mention, oh, you're getting a little stinky, son?
Little musty, little zesty. No, not to my face. But I wasn't sweating. It was cool. It was low to mid 70s. It was fine weather down there. And I was wearing the same undies as I wore when I arrived.
What?
Yeah. Well, again, I didn't shower. I wasn't dirty, honey.
Okay.
Vacation zesty, as I like to call it. One thing, so my mom, again, she's very frugal. We started talking about going out to eat. And she's like, I can't understand people who go out to eat. And she has two points to this argument. One, you don't know what they're putting in your food, which I don't know what they're putting in Doritos, but Doritos are really good and okay. But her second point was that some hot breakfast spot in San Diego, I have no idea the name, she was telling me about it. A couple eggs and toast was $12. And I was like, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, they really make a profit off breakfast, especially.
Yeah. Breakfast is like the easiest thing you could do. Like, you whipped up a buttload of bacon today.
Yeah.
And sausage, some hash brown patties. It was a grand old time.
Anyone can cook a breakfast.
Right, right. It's not complex like ossobuco or whatever. Or chicken romagiano. I just made that up. But what I'm saying is that, yeah, it's dinner. There's even like a burger because you need tomato and onion and lettuce. And there's a whole lot of things coming together.
And there's some skill to cooking meat. Yeah. A patty even.
Yeah, yeah. But most breakfasts, yeah, profit margins... definitely are super high. I get it.
They give you a slice of Wonder Bread and charge you $2.99 for right. it.
And a tiny pat of butter. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And then they cut it diagonally and they're like, there's your toast. There's your fancy, fancy toast. My mom made me a bunch of shrimp spring rolls. She made me 12 shrimp spring rolls, which is my jam. And I ate 9 of them. And then she was like, okay, slow down and eat some fruit, eat some carbs. She had cantaloupe, she had watermelon, she had grapes. And I was like, okay, mom. So I stopped at 9, but just because she shamed me, which was perfectly fine. But yeah, she was like, eat some carbs, eat something different. So spreading my dad's ashes, I have a little beaker, like from science class, and his ashes are in there. And we went to Solana Beach. It's just north of San Diego to spread his ashes. My parents like to go to this particular beach. And we went down there. And we hit the sand. So I have the beaker in my pocket. And we're walking towards the water. And so I take it out of my pocket. And my mom says, hide it. Hide it. Don't show anyone. People are going to... It's against the law. People are going to call the cops. People are going to get mad. And I was like, no. Come at me.
That's true, right? It is against the law.
Yeah.
I wonder...
It's literally littering on some level.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I've never seen anyone spreading anybody's ashes, but I guess that happens... It must happen fairly often.
Yeah. Well, I would be hesitant if it was private property, but it's a beach.
Right, right.
And it was,
blends in with the sand.
Right, right. It was 10:30 in the morning on Friday. There was like two women 15-ish feet from us, but everyone else, it was pretty sparse. And I was like, if someone calls the cops, and come at me, bro. Come at me in the comments section. And then, so I'm about to spread the ashes, and my mom said, and this is straight out of a freaking TV sitcom, but... I'm about to spread the ashes. My mom says, I want to put on a song on her phone. And I go, I don't need a song, mom. No. I want to put on some music. I don't want any music, mom. I don't need music right now. So she dials up. So she dials up Amazing Grace on the YouTube, on her telephone. And the unskippable 5-second ad for BetterHelp really set the mood for paying respects to my dad. But we stood there. She sat down. I stood during... And it was the 8-minute version. I was like, really, mom? Like,
And oop.
And then, so my stepdad, Kurt, was there with us. And he was taking pictures. Took a few pictures. My mom made him delete one of the pictures. Because while I was bending down, my butt crack was showing. He was behind and he took a picture. That seems to be a... problem for me.
And oop.
Yeah, that's my crack. I'm out here. I'm living my best life. So spreading of ashes, us in New York, this in San Diego, and then us in San Diego again in about 6 weeks, I realized that it's symbolic. Like, there's no, it's like 10% symbolism, but 90% is not about the ashes, not about spreading. It's about coming together in the name of my dad. Like, we saw my aunt, who I haven't seen in a decade plus. Me just remembering my dad and paying tribute to him and honoring him. Because what, in the beginning of all this, I was like, what's the point of spreading ashes? I don't get it. But now, after these two, after the two stops on the world tour, I've been like, I get it.
I agree. It was really moving and nice. And I'm looking forward to doing it again for the third and final time when we go to Julian.
Yeah.
It'll be nice.
Yeah. And, and it meant a lot to my mom. My mom's been having issues with my dad passing. It's been hard for her to let go. Me, easier for whatever reason. But I really hope this gave her closure, just helped her process her grief. That's one more stop, and then we can put it to bed, and he will live on in my memories. So while I was down there, my thumb was incapacitated. I didn't lift. I didn't go to work that week. And my mom was feeding me nonstop for nearly 3 days straight. Bacon and eggs every morning, dude. I was like, wow, this is heaven. The first breakfast, bread was like some nice loaf bread. But then the second was this bread that had cheddar and jalapenos in it.
Oh, dude.
With butter. Oh, my gosh.
So dude. Good.
It was so bussin'. I had put on a few. Okay.
You ate so good, and you kept sending pictures, and the kids kept saying, bring that home.
Yeah.
Bring us home egg rolls. Bring us home bacon or whatever you're eating.
Yeah.
You failed to bring home any food on the airplane the kids.
I'm sorry. She made carne asada. It was outstanding. When I was leaving, we're getting ready to go. Kurt drove me to the airport. She was like, so what's up with your weight, Vince? I knew this was coming. I knew this was coming. I knew it. And I'm like, well, Mom, I haven't been lifting because of my thumb. I took this week off from work. My work is really physical. I get thousands and thousands of steps. So, and you keep feeding me. And I ate an entire box of Ritz. Okay. But she said, well, maybe get a picture of when you were nearly 400 pounds and put it on the refrigerator for motivation. I said, okay, Mom. Thank you. Coming back on the plane, a dad was saving seats for his two sons. Your Southwest policy is you're not allowed to save seats. Where are your two sons, bro? Like, shouldn't you board together? I was like, oh God, whatever. Southwest stewardess hops on the mic, says, how are my beautiful people doing today? And I go, whoa. I was the only one who reacted. To her, how my beautiful people doing today? And I was like, ooh, okay.
Tough crowd. What was it, 6 a.m.?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But after that, she was crestfallen, and she kept it low-key after that. The safety flight instructions, your mask will fall down, the vest will pop out. I've been on 100 flights. We all have. And we've seen this presentation 100 times. But when the S hits the fan, it's not going to be pretty.
No one's going to do it.
Exactly.
No one's going to follow procedures.
Everyone's going to freak TF out. I miss Sky Mall, the shopping magazine, the $400 shower heads, just browsing it.
Used to read it cover to cover.
Yeah. Now it's just they got the one pamphlet with the safety instructions, and the other pamphlet is the crappy snacks and the overpriced drinks you can buy. Sacramento to San Diego, it's an hour flight. There's too many people peeing. There's too many people waiting for the bathroom. There's too many people waiting for the stewardess giving out drinks to go to the bathroom. It's just simmer down, go pee before. You'll be home in less than an hour. There are very few clouds on going to San Diego and coming from San Diego. That's the thing that freaks me out the most. The ascent and the descent. When I look out the window and see clouds, I just think a giant plane is going to come out from those clouds.
Yeah.
And crush us in half, crush my plane in half. So yeah, it was a good 2.5 days down there. No gym. I didn't have to spend money. I didn't have to cook. I didn't have to run errands. It was fabulous. Honey, I see here in my notes that while I was gone, you took a spin class at the local West Sacramento Rec Center. Thoughts, feelings, comments, reflections?
It was really challenging.
Yeah.
And the tiny seat on that bike was so hard on my butte.
Yeah.
I was like sore on my butte for the next 2 to 3 days.
Yeah.
It was rough. And it was a hard class. I think I told you I rode 9.5 miles or something during the 45-minute class.
Yeah.
It was good. It was challenging.
Was the instructor, was the music pumping? Was the instructor, is it like these Peloton videos you see?
Everyone? Yes. The music was blasting and she was yelling.
Yeah.
She was very passionate.
Yeah.
And it was fun. I like it. I don't know if I'll do it again, though.
your butt hurt. What about the other area in that in your special zone, honey? Was that okay?
That was okay. It was just...
Was that unfettered?
Yeah.
And then I also see in my notes here that you were walking around at work. You went on a walk and a praying mantis jumped on you.
I felt something on my head.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a leaf or something. So I reached back, kind of brushed my hand over. I do feel something. Throw it to the ground.
What did the praying mantis do to you?
It sure enough, a freaking praying mantis on my head.
Yeah.
And praying mantises, for some reason, are my biggest fear in life. They're
the most harmless.
Part. No. They really? they have you seen videos where they put their little hands out and they like fight? They like attack and...
I think you could take a praying mantis, honey.
They freak me out. I hate them so much.
Close-ups of any bugs, like super-duper close-up pictures and videos, scary AF.
I came back in the building and I had my coworker look at my head because I was like, I still feel it on me. Are you sure? There's nothing on me.
Yeah.
I had to go. I took a picture of it and I like stared at it for a few seconds because you know that feeling where you're...
Oh, yeah.
Like it's off you, but like your body still feels like it's on you.
Oh,
so I was trying to like convince myself you're safe.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
It can't hurt you.
Yeah. I remember watching Arachnophobia, the 1992 John Goodman movie with Jeff Daniels also. And we were in the theater. And that movie is so freaky, like the spiders. And I was a teenager. But I remember a couple hours after that just saying, the spiders are on my legs, spiders are on my arms, spiders, spiders, spiders. Freaking you out. Yeah. But you have a lifelong fear of praying mantis.
Yeah, they're horrifying.
Has anyone actually done any damage to you, or is it just all, is it all made up in your head?
No,
sweetie pie,
they're just so freaky.
Okay, well, that's that. We're going down in 6 weeks.
Cannot wait.
We're gonna spread the rest of my dad's ashes. We're gonna stay in Julian. We're gonna paint the town red. We got a hotel. And we're going to just, pay tribute. And I mean, it's the end. And to put it mildly, this is practice for me and you for when our parents go. And this is just a fact of life. It sucks. But like I said, it's really about just coming together. And funerals are sad, but they're also like, hey, we haven't seen each other. Do you remember when we did this? Do you remember when whoever died did that? And it's really a celebration of someone's life. And my dad is a unique situation. But I feel like most of it has come natural. And my Aunt Tina and my mom have been there just helping me out and giving their opinions. And just supporting me through this whole process. And that's that. Okay. Well, are we done, honey?
Yes.
Alrighty. Well, that's the end of the program. It's been fun, but not really. Let's all try a little harder next time. Like, comment, subscribe, follow, review, and rate. Or don't. Do whatever you want. You're a grown-up. Make your own decisions. Do what's best for your family. Please be sure to use our promo code for BetterHelp. We don't have a promo code for BetterHelp. Goodbye, my parasocial podcast friends. I love you. My wife and I love you. We hope you have a good day today and tomorrow. And sure, my mom may have had an outburst over the outrageous price of bok choy. Thanks, Joe Biden. But she's still a good person, and we're still good people. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your caring. I hope you have a wonderful day/night. Oh, bye.